This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of middle fall, the third week of the corn harvest moon. Everything outside now is telling time, revealing the arrival of middle autumn. The Pleiades and Taurus, outriders of winter's Orion, lie on the eastern horizon after dark, promising November. Here on Earth, goldenrod is seeding, and paths of the eastern burning bush are open, and wild grapes are purple. Streaks of scarlet appear on the oaks, shades of pink on the dogwoods. The surviving ashes show red or gold, the catalpas and the cottonwoods blanch. Shagbark hickories and tulip trees, sassafras, elms, locusts, and sweet gums change to full yellow and merge with the swelling orange of the maples. Gardeners guard their late peppers and tomatoes from the specter of frost, and they bring in pumpkins and winter squash before the weather gets much colder. Looking towards spring, they set flower bulbs for crocus and daffodils and tulips that will form a calendar of March and April and May. They transplant perennials as the moon grows darker, dividing hostas and lilies for June and July and August. Farmers harvest corn and soybeans. They breed their sheep and goats that will give birth in early spring. On fences and high wires, hawks look for prey in the great flocks of birds that move south now, the warblers and the grosbeaks and the field sparrows. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle fall. In the meantime, as you drive to work or play or walk, look for migrating flocks and the hawks watching them. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is now available. Order yours from Amazon, or for an autographed copy, order from poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.